FBI Director Kash Patel releases documents on Comey's illegal leaks.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome to Seculo. We got a packed show today. My brother, Jordan Seculo, will be joining us in just a few minutes. And we also will have on John Solomon from Just the News. You heard about the story that we broke yesterday, which came from Just the News. And now there's even more updates on that story. We're going to get to it. And phone lines are open at 1-800-684-3110. President Trump is speaking right now. If you're watching live at the Kennedy Center, of course, run by our friend Rick Grinnell, a colleague Rick Grinnell. And I can't wait to have Rick Grinnell back on the show
tomorrow,
because the people that were selected, this is my kind of Kennedy Center. Well, you got, George Strait, you got Sylvester Stallone, and I'm not sure, maybe the hottest band in the world, Kiss. I am so excited about this. I hope to be there. I'll put on a tux.
I love that you're just putting that out there. You're like,
I don't know. I know people, but you never know. It's going to be a hot ticket. But with that, Will, let's talk about what's going on. I mean, all this is breaking right now as we speak, because this is another move in the FBI and the Russia narrative, and everything's gone on. So why don't you give it to us straight?
Well, what we're learning more and more is that the FBI did a lot of nothing for quite a long time, unless that was going after President Trump. That seemed to be their MO for quite a while. But this is now information coming out of documents that was transmitted from Kash Patel to Congress in their oversight role, much like the Adam Schiff documents that we saw yesterday, those 302s. This is where we're now seeing more about this pipeline to the media that James Comey had. We knew that he said he leaked a handwritten memo to his friend, that's Daniel Richman, who's
with the intent to leak it.
Right, to get it out there so that he could get a special counsel. What that was actually his like final salvo when it came to leaking. What we're finding out now is that the FBI was conducting investigations into leaked classified material to various outlets, the Washington Post, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, etc., and that they even interviewed this individual, the law professor Daniel Richman, and it turns out that he was, according to the reports and to the FBI's documents, Richman told the FBI his goal was to correct stories critical of Comey, the FBI, and to shape future press coverage. He was interviewed as a part of a classified document leak investigation, and he was asked by the FBI in this investigation called Arctic Haze whether or not he leaked classified information or even confirmed classified information to reporters, and he said he didn't think so, but with a discount. Effectively saying is, I'm not going to lie to the FBI because that's a federal crime, but I can't say with certainty. I'm going to make you think it's certain, but don't hold me to it. Effectively, what we know is that Comey had a pipeline. We'll get into more details of how he structured this by even making Daniel Richman a special government employee so he could have access and be talked to about SCI, special compartmentalized information, top secret information with this individual, and knowing all along that this was the pipeline to the media to shape coverage.
You heard of the Keystone Pipeline?
This is a different
one. This is the Comey Stone Pipeline.
I like that.
There you go. Make that a shirt. All right, with that, we got 1 minute left until we go to break. I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on this? 1-800-684-3110. Again, my brother Jordan Seculo is going to be dropping by here in the third segment with some big news you're not going to want to miss. Again, 1-800-684-3110, as we are right smack dab now in the middle of our drive, our 35 years of victory drive. And I encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ right now if you can. Scan the QR code. Will, I got a lot of conversations breaking out over these Kennedy Center picks, and I got a lot to say in response.
Well,
so you know what?
We're going to get to that in another segment.
We're going to get to that. Someone said, no Ace, no Peter, no Kiss. Well, guess what? There may be something going on with the original four members. That's what it sounds like. Excited. You can tell I'm pumped up today. 1-800-684-3110. Join us now. We have thousands of you joining us right now on social media. If you're brand new to us on YouTube, hit that subscribe. We'll be right back.
For 35 years, the ACLJ has fought and won for life, liberty, and religious freedom. Since 1990, the ACLJ has established a legacy of victory, defending constitutional rights, protecting innocent life, and standing for freedom. From our offices in Washington, France, Jerusalem, and Pakistan, we've achieved major legal victories for organizations, churches, businesses, and families and individuals just like you. We've stood on Capitol Hill and before the U.S. Supreme Court and traveled all the way to the United Nations, helping to shape laws and policies at the highest levels. Now we face new battles, from saving persecuted Christians to defending pro-life laws at the Supreme Court. But we can't do it without you. This month, every dollar you give is doubled through our 35 years of victory drive. Be part of this critical moment. Give now at aclj.org/win. That's aclj.org/win.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Seculo, we are going to restate because thousands of you joined us even just during the break. So if you're brand new here, I encourage you, we do the show each and every day live. And if you're brand new on YouTube or on Rumble or any of our streaming platforms, even the Salem News Channel, but if you're on YouTube or Rumble, I encourage you to subscribe if you're brand new. We know about half the people that watch, even if you've watched before, you haven't subscribed yet. And we're over 513,000 subscribers on YouTube, which means we know millions of you watch each and every week. So why not be a part of the subscriber family? Helps us out a lot. Get some recognition to our incredible team here that works really hard to put on this show each and every day. So I encourage you to do that, as well as, of course, support financially if you can. But if you're brand new, all I ask is you subscribe. It's free for you. Helps us out tremendously. Helps get this message out there. Will, I think we need to restate what's going on because people are just joining us. They're saying the headline busted. Cash Patel exposes Comey mold of Congress. Like, okay, there's a lot of words in there.
Right.
Let's talk about what those words mean now.
So what we are looking at now are these documents that have been handed over to Congress from Director Cash Patel. They outline investigations that were national security investigations that were taken by the FBI. Even when you look at the documents, they weren't marked preliminary. They were full investigations looking into leaks of classified documents illegally to the media. And in one of them specifically, when we're talking about, this is Operation Arctic Haze, which you got to love the FBI's names of their investigation.
Like an icy flavor.
Well, they also had Genetic Christmas, Operation Genetic Christmas. So that one I thought you would
too. That's a B movie. I want to see.
Exactly. But what these outline is them looking into where the classified information, how it got into the public, because it was not ever supposed to be there. Where they centered specifically on Arctic Haze was this Columbia law professor, Daniel Richmond. We've discussed this individual before because this is who Comey gave his handwritten notes, his memorialized notes.
Why it's Arctic Haze. I can't get off of it.
Doesn't say.
Doesn't say.
No.
Doesn't say. Someone was just like,
went to a 7-Eleven, got a Slurpee, and they were like, well, yeah. You know what? This would be a good
if
thing
you saw
for my
a
investigation.
Sign that said Arctic Haze, you're like, we're not allowed to go in
that's
that store.
That's the new Baja Blast competitor,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they don't have that at Taco, but that's a Del Taco version.
Right. So what all this leads to, though, is that this is where Daniel Richmond was talking with the FBI, and they asked him, did you confirm or leak classified information to the New York Times, specifically Michael Schmidt, who is the reporter that was on many of these stories, who Daniel Richmond had about a decade-long relationship with as being a source. He said, I don't think I did, but with a discount. effectively meaning I can't tell you for certain if the things I confirmed or didn't confirm were in fact classified. He wasn't denying that he had this source relationship with Michael Schmidt. As in fact, he even said that the whole goal of him being brought in by Comey as a special government employee, so he was getting paid by the FBI for this role where he could have SCI clearance, top secret clearance, be able to have these conversations with Comey. And many of the article timelines, it would be he went to a meeting with James Comey to discuss things that were classified. And then he had a meeting with Michael Schmidt, and a few days later, these stories came out. And yet he's saying, I can't be certain if I'm the one who gave the classified. All that to say that his whole purpose of this role with his friend James Comey was to, quote, correct stories critical of Comey. So defending his friend, the FBI, defending the Bureau, and to shape future press coverage. This is all outside of the actual press arm of the FBI.
Yeah, this is
they have that.
Right, exactly. They have a PR firm that's run, or PR department.
Exactly, the press office.
But that's not what they're using here. They're utilizing their own... it's really chaotic when you look at it. You look at what they've tried to do. And again, all it really is confirmation of what we kind of knew. But when you see it kind of in black and white, it changes the way you feel about it. Because there's an assumption, and then there's fact. And that was when those assumptions and fact come that close together to the point where you're like, it can't be that bad. And it is. It's just,
Well, and here's the other big problem. And I also want to hear from you on this. We'll be taking calls a little bit. Or the audience, yeah. We'll be taking calls a little bit earlier in the broadcast. We have John Solomon in the final segment today. So call us at 1-800-684-3110 to talk about this, to be on the air, or even about the disclosure about Adam Schiff yesterday that we talked about. Once again, 1-800-684-3110. But Logan, here's what makes this so crazy to me.
Yep.
Arctic Haze opened the investigation in August 2017. They closed it in September of 2021, so 4 years later, with no one charged. They exhausted all their resources. Couldn't figure out who leaked these, even though they had the guy basically saying, I mean, I can't confirm or deny, I don't know. When they assumed or suspected that President Trump, the former president of the United States, took documents not for dissemination, but just to have from the White House, they put the full force of the Department of Justice. They got a special counsel. The FBI raided Mar-a-Lago. They took his passports. They took phones. They took everything. They released photographs of a former president of the United States for just retaining what they thought were not documents he should have. This is an FBI director who does not have the authority to declassify. That's from the president. Not only was he mishandling classified information, but the allegation here is that he was leaking it on purpose for people to know about it, disseminating classified information. It's a violation of the Espionage Act. That has a 10-year statute of limitations. So James Comey's not out of the water already on this because there was intent to get this out there. But the fact that the FBI for 4 years, and it was closed down under Attorney General Merrick Garland, in September of 2021, was unable to get to the bottom of this when they will raid Mar-a-Lago with the FBI. It is so absurd. The dual standard of justice here is disgusting.
Yeah, you got to set priorities, Will. And the priorities were not to find out who these leakers were. It was not to find out. But it was, you know, it was involved with how, like you said, how can we get to Mar-a-Lago? How can we disrupt, I don't know, the election? They call for a lot of election interference, but of course, when it's clear and it's in black and white, then of course, no. Well, I mean, it was on our side, so of course it's got to be good.
Well, and of course, at the end of the day as well, we talked about this grand conspiracy. That when they used that term initially, when Tulsi Gabbard, and there was reports that even the DOJ was looking into a grand conspiracy over the Russiagate stuff, that term almost was like, I mean, that sounds so grandiose. It sounds grand. The fact that they would call it a grand conspiracy. But then when you start to see even the own documents that still existed, but they had to uncover them, many of them were in burn bags, as we talked about, the fact that they were able to find the documents that shows how little they did to people like James Comey, when the allegation here is disseminating classified information for the purpose of protecting himself. And yet what they did against President Trump before he was elected, while he was in office, and then after he was out of office, it just is so shocking. Yep. There is nothing else but to call it a grand conspiracy against the president and his voters.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want you to call in right now. We got a bunch of lines open, 5 lines open. And coming up, my brother, Jordan Seculo, I'll be tagging him in. He'll be subbing in for me for the rest of the show because he has some really interesting news you're going to want to hear. You're not going to want to miss and what the ACLJ is getting involved in, as well as we're going to hear from John Solomon. John Solomon, of course, the head of Just the News, one of the preeminent voices that is breaking a lot of this incredible research, and they deep dive these articles. Like Will and I say, sometimes, I mean, you got to take a few hours to really dive in to read, because the research is so thorough, and you got to give it to John Solomon and his team, because it's not just headline journalism. It's a lot of times things that are so intellectual and so heady, they're not going to make it on Fox News. They're not going to make it on CNN or MSNBC, because you can't really distill it down into 3 minutes. You have to have these long-form discussions. So I'm very thankful that we have people on our team here that can have those discussions, and we have direct access to people like John Solomon, who is going to call in, who is going to go through beat by beat what is happening. That's going to be later on the show, but we're going to take your calls before then. And of course, you can call in at 1-800-684-3110. But right now, we're halfway through. Halfway through our 35 years of victory drive. As August is, we're hitting the middle of August, all donations are still doubled right now. I encourage you, if you are brand new, I always say, if you're brand new and you're watching on YouTube or whatever, subscribe. Do whatever the free thing is to get involved. Sign up on our email list. Just be part of the team. But if you've been watching this show for a long time, if you like the legal work we do, because again, we're not just a show, we also are a place of action. Join us as we celebrate 35 years of victory. We've been doing this show for 27 of those years. Okay? I look pretty good for hosting a show for 27 years.
100%.
In general, this show's gone through multiple iterations, but you know what I mean. And then to do the incredible legal work we're still doing and to be able to produce a program that I think is at the highest level that we've ever done before, we can't do it without you. So please consider donating today. These are really important months. These are the only months of the year where our donations are doubled. That means there's another ACLJ member, ACLJ champion, ACLJ donor ready to unlock a pledge of any kind. So there's someone there ready. If you want to give $50, that essentially becomes $100 to our budget. If you give $1,000, that becomes $2,000. You become an ACLJ champion at whatever level. Your first donation is doubled. My brother's joining you next. Phone lines are lighting up. We'll be right back with more on Seculo.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation. They're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
For 35 years, the ACLJ has fought and won for life, liberty, and religious freedom. Since 1990, the ACLJ has established a legacy of victory, defending constitutional rights, protecting innocent life, and standing for freedom. From our offices in Washington, France, Jerusalem, and Pakistan, we've achieved major legal victories for organizations, churches, businesses, and families and individuals just like you. We've stood on Capitol Hill and before the U.S. Supreme Court and traveled all the way to the United Nations, helping to shape laws and policies at the highest levels. Now we face new battles, from saving persecuted Christians to defending pro-life laws at the Supreme Court. But we can't do it without you. This month, every dollar you give is doubled through our 35 years of victory drive. Be part of this critical moment. Give now at aclj.org/win. That's aclj.org/win.
Welcome back to Seculo. Executive producer Will Haynes here, joined by Jordan Seculo in studio. And I do want to remind everyone, we will be taking calls a little bit earlier in this broadcast today. So go ahead and call us at 1-800-684-3110. Whether it's on this issue of James Comey and the leaks to the media, whether it's on the Adam Schiff leaks that we talked about yesterday, or even what we're about to talk about when you hear this. Because, Jordan, this is something that while you were in Europe, if people remember that watched the show daily a few months back, you were in Europe with our European Center. You were going around meeting with a lot of officials in different countries, and really showcasing that there is an American conservatism, American style conservative movement in Europe that we've never seen before. And it's important to try and foster that and protect that, because we know that the radical left there will try and do the same thing that they are doing here. But there's something you even teased, like in the coming months, we're going to be able to explain something that we are getting involved in. And today, I think, is a perfect time, especially during our 35 years of victory, showing what we can do in the global reach. There's something you want to talk about today.
That's right. So I said that we were working on some other legal issues. There are conservative movements happening in Europe, and I think if you're tuned into kind of conservative movements around the globe, you know that. You know you've seen that happening in places like Hungary and Viktor Orban. We were in Hungary. That's where we started our trip, in Budapest. But in France, with Marine Le Pen. But what you might not know is that Marine Le Pen has been banned from running for office in 2027. Her party, the Assembly Nationale, which is really a national rally, is how it would translate into English, is the biggest political party in France by far. It is the only party that has, you know, 40%+ of the vote. So in France, there's coalition governments. The reason why they didn't get in the coalition last time was that the moderates blocked them out, made the coalition with Macron. They are so worried about the upcoming 2027 election that they have manufactured a way to try and keep Marine Le Pen off the ballot in French courts. Now, French courts have the system where if a judge feels like it's necessary to almost implement the penalty while you're still in the appeal process, so this is just court stage one. And I'll take you back. This is a retroactive law that happened at the Council of Europe about how to pay interns. But France decided to make it retroactive instead of forward-looking. The Council of Europe didn't say this law is going to apply also 15 years ago. It said from now on, this is how we're going to handle this issue. And there's no allegation that there's any wrongdoing since the law has been in force. So France goes back and says, well, you weren't doing it this way before. And they've used that as a way to ban Marine Le Pen from running for office. As of right now, she cannot be a candidate in the next presidential election, which is 2027. And I will tell you, to change the world, it's important that we fight battles here in the United States, because the United States is that shining city on the hill, that shining light that we want to be. And it's most key, and that's where most of our resources go. But when we have the opportunities to assist these movements that are embracing us around the world, that are asking for our assistance, and in this case, while we were there, Marine Le Pen came directly to the European Center for Law and Justice asking for our assistance in helping to prepare a legal filing before the European Court of Human Rights, which is something we have now done for her team. And we've been a lot of preparation, Gregor and his team, using the most senior attorneys and legal minds we have there who practice before the European Court of Human Rights. So what we're trying to do is take this case out of this French system, which has allowed for this this penalty to go into place while the appeal is ongoing. Surprise, surprise, by the way, what does this sound like to you? We don't like this candidate. They're too strong. They're too popular. So let's try to use lawfare to keep them from even being an option for people, even being an option on the ballot. And that's what's happened right now in France. As things stand, she would not be able to be a candidate. She is the most popular politician in France as we speak by 25% or 30% of the any poll that you look at, and she has been banned. And of course, the other political parties, they say nothing. But the ACLJ, working with the ECLJ, we're taking a stand, working with Marine Le Pen, and I think this is unique because, again, it's the all that work that we have done at the ACLJ, even work that we've done outside the ACLJ for President Trump. it all comes into play here, working with these other leaders to make sure when we have opportunities to elect like-minded conservatives and the fringe people have decided that they want to elect like-minded conservatives, that they want to see change most of the time domestically. It's not so much that they want to be exactly like the United States. It's that they've got their own domestic issues. They believe that their socialist style of government hasn't quite worked for the people in France. And so this is a huge opportunity. And I want to thank everybody who supports the ACLJ, because this is the kind of work that we do that we can't always come right out and say, hey, we're doing this. Hey, we're in discussions about this, or this is how we're going to do it. These are, again, you know, high level, very discreet. We had a lot of discreet meetings. You may have seen some of my time in Paris. That's what we were doing there, meeting with the legal team. And you do those meetings, and it comes to fruition and helping to prepare for the filing that has been filed before the European Court of Human Rights.
So, Jordan, I just want to get this straight, right? Because I hear a political opposing party decides to go after their opponent with lawfare, with the express goal of getting them taken off the ballot so that they can't compete in the next election. And then the ACLJ gets involved through the ECLJ. That sounds a lot like the ballot ban and the 14th Amendment issue that we handled here, representing the Republican Party of Colorado, where we wanted to fight for people's right to vote for the candidate of their choice and not have lawfare undo those decisions and block them from voting the way that their conscience allows them to. We even helped out other parties in the United States because the left tried to do that. They're doing that very thing that they tried to do against President Trump now in France. It's almost like they watched what happened here and tried to mimic that playbook to see if they could get away with it.
It's actually a very similar playbook. The words that are used to the negative words and adjectives and adverbs used to describe President Trump are used against Marine Le Pen and the party and national rally there. The same kind of, again, context of what they mean to be on the right. And that they are, I mean, you know, you hear words like fascists, you hear words like Nazis. When you actually look up at their actual political ideology, it's more similar to just a kind of mainstream Republican. And with its own fringe twist on things, obviously, because it's a different system. But I just want to underscore to people the impact they are having around the world to build true allies with America who embrace American conservatism and say, you know what, we should bring a form of that, not the exact same thing, but something like that could work here in our own country. And when we can assist, we're going to. Now, how are we able to do that without even being able to tell you that we're doing it? Because you trust us with your support to the ACLJ. You make those donations. This is a critical time to do it at aclj.org. I encourage you to do it today to double your impact, because we cannot allow the lawfare that began against the state of Israel and then started against President Trump individually and now has moved against Marine Le Pen and others in European conservative political parties that we are standing with. I just want you to know we are front and center in these major battles around the world. Donate to us at aclj.org so we can continue to be front and center in those major battles.
That's right. And we'll be back with 30 more minutes of Seculo. And once again, support the ACLJ at aclj.org/victory during our 35 years of victory drive. Your donations are doubled. Donate today to continue this work for another 35 years of victory.
For 35 years, the ACLJ has fought and won for life, liberty, and religious freedom. Now we face new battles, from saving persecuted Christians to defending pro-life laws at the Supreme Court. But we can't do it without you. This month, every dollar you give is doubled through our 35 years of victory drive. Be part of this critical moment. Give now at aclj.org/win. That's aclj.org/win.
keeping you informed and engaged. Now more than ever. This is Seculo.
Welcome to Seculo, second half hour. Will Haynes here, joined by Jordan Seculo in studio. And we are going to talk as well about this news that came out from Just the News, John Solomon. He'll be joining us in two segments about James Comey's pipeline to the media. And Jordan, this is what gets me, right? Is that we knew that he had this individual, this confidant of his, Daniel Richmond, who was a Columbia law professor. We knew about this individual because Comey admitted he leaked to the memo, the handwritten notes, to try and get a special counsel. Right. That almost to me is more like confirmation of what they were already investigating. And this is where they were investigating how a lot of classified information started popping up in New York Times, in Wall Street Journal, in Washington Post. And they even investigated this individual. They got to a point where he even said, like, I mean, I don't think I did give the classified information or confirm it, but I say that with a discount, right. Basically meaning I'm a law professor. I know if I lie to the FBI, that's a federal crime. So I got to be real careful here because I have these discussions with people.
Right.
Jordan, what bothers me here, and we have calls about this, and call in 1-800-684-3110, because what we see now is the FBI had a full investigation on this. It had a code name. It was Arctic Haze.
Yeah.
And they investigated. They talked to the individuals. They opened this in August of 2017. They closed it in September of 2021. No one charged. But if you're Donald Trump and you retain a document, not leak it, not put it out there.
Or your staff puts it in a box.
Right. Then they're doing full-on pre-dawn raid of the FBI all over your property, confiscating your passports, confiscating your electronics because you're Donald Trump. And I think we've got time. Let's take Larry from Mississippi, Jordan, because what we're now seeing is the FBI from pre-Trump, even during the Trump era, and through Biden, they did not have the political will or the moral fortitude to be able to bring these things against their own. So let's go to Larry from Mississippi on line 4. Larry, you're on the air.
Well, I just wanted to know, does anybody really believe that no matter what goes on here, that Congress or the Senate are going to do anything really to put anybody in jail for what they would jail you or me? Because the minute they do that, then all the dirty laundry from both houses and all over the government would be exposed.
Yeah, I think here's the difference. This is not the House or the Senate doing this.
Right.
This is a DOJ led by Pam Bondi and FBI led by Kash Patel. So very different investigators in charge of this who are much more bold, who are not part of the Washington swamp, and I don't think would be impacted that way. So if charges should be brought, and they believe that at the end of the day, after we now know those investigations have been opened, I think those charges will be brought. Now, again, we know there's a grand jury in Washington, D.C. We don't know a lot more than that. We know that those grand juries, usually if you were a Republican, it'd be pretty easy to indict a Republican. More difficult when you're talking about those on the left. But yes, you've got all of this still new information coming out from these individuals. And we learned about Schiff, and he's a whistleblower, and his staff saying, you know, feeling uncomfortable about leaking classified information. The joke is you raid Mar-a-Lago over pieces of paper in boxes. But you know, Adam Schiff has his own staff coming to the FBI and the DOJ saying they're telling us to leak classified information, and they're getting elected to the U.S. Senate.
That's right. And we're going to talk more about this. So keep calling in 1-800-684-3110. But even to that point, Jordan, we're now seeing how little the FBI did when it came to the deep state.
Oh, yeah.
And now it is a completely different team, and they are looking into it. And even this, it just alone, the disclosure of classified information under the Espionage Act, that's a 10-year statute of limitations. So even if it wasn't a part of the grand conspiracy, which could extend it, the time hasn't run out on that one for the former FBI Director James Comey. We'll get more into this in the next segment. Call us at 1-800-684-3110. But support the ACLJ as we continue our important work during this 35 years of victory drive. Go to aclj.org/victory.
For 35 years, the ACLJ has fought and won for life, liberty, and religious freedom. Since 1990, the ACLJ has established a legacy of victory, defending constitutional rights, protecting innocent life, and standing for freedom. From our offices in Washington, France, Jerusalem, and Pakistan, we've achieved major legal victories for organizations, churches, businesses, and families and individuals just like you. We've stood on Capitol Hill and before the U.S. Supreme Court and traveled all the way to the United Nations, helping to shape laws and policies at the highest levels. Now we face new battles, from saving persecuted Christians to defending pro-life laws at the Supreme Court. But we can't do it without you. This month, every dollar you give is doubled through our 35 years of victory drive. Be part of this critical moment. Give now at aclj.org/win. That's aclj.org/win.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Welcome back to Seculo. Will Haynes here, joined in studio by Jordan Seculo. And now we are turning back to this discussion that we've been having about James Comey and the way he was had a pipeline to the media to get classified information out there. This comes on the heels of yesterday, us talking about Adam Schiff and how there was a whistleblower, someone that was a Democrat, considered himself friends with Adam Schiff, that was very concerned and went to the FBI, was interviewed multiple times about what he saw as the directive from Adam Schiff to leak classified documents to the media and information to the media to try and secure an indictment against Donald Trump. There's more news coming out even as we speak. This Catherine Herridge is reporting on some documents she got that talk about Eric Swalwell having to be counseled. This is from another FBI document, that he was the source of a lot of leaked information and had to be counseled to be more careful. All of this with the specter of what they did to President Trump after he left office. The only one of these individuals we're talking about, by the way, that had the actual power to declassify. Right. Adam Schiff on the House Intelligence Committee has no power to
right.
do that.
I think that's important to point out. He can't like go to his staff and say, I've decided as a person on the Intel Committee, as a senator on the Intel Committee, that we can release this to the American public. Only the President of the United States can make a decision like that. Adam Schiff does not have that power as a senator, especially utilizing his staff to do so.
Right.
And you know, that just it speaks to me to the boldness of how unconcerned they were about any kind of legal issues that they may face, including criminal actions, because they knew the people operating those departments were on their side. And that's the worst of the worst when it comes to law, is that when one side says, we can break the laws, we don't have to follow the laws because the people enforcing the laws won't enforce them against us because they agree with our political position.
Right. Let's go ahead and take some phone calls. Let's go to Nancy on line one, calling from Texas, listening on the radio. Nancy, you're on Seculo.
Hi. Thank you very much. I really love you guys. My question is, what can be done to keep Comey and Schiff and all of these criminals from fleeing the country and avoiding facing the consequences?
Well, Nancy, I'll let Jordan speak to it, but seeing the hubris we've seen from these individuals,
yeah, I don't think they're going to flee the country.
I think that they think that they, one, have already gotten away with it.
They're doing interviews. They think that they think that Washington, D.C.'s and grand juries won't indict them because they're on their side. They think that they are in the right. They think they have the moral high ground. I mean, we've seen the hubris from these guys. So I think that to think that, oh, they're going to somehow flee or run away, honestly, we have an opportunity here to expose the truth. Why is that important? So it never happens again. Reform these institutions. That's what's being done by Pam Bondi. That's what's being done by Cash Patel. And by the way, they're going to need more than 4 years to do that. And President Trump is not going to be running the next time. So we have to think about that as well. It's going to take more than a few years to reform the DOJ, the FBI, and the various institutions in the intel world that need this reforming. But we have the opportunity here potentially to seek justice. And you have to remember that when President Trump was in office, he was dealing with this. Then we were pushing back not just against post-presidency impeachment, during his presidency impeachment, trying to prevent him from being able to run, talking about lawfare, and trying to remove him from office and prevent him from running in the future. I mean, this is, again, it was an all-out assault on an individual, but I don't think you want to. I don't think you have to look at it that way. It was President Trump who took the incoming, but there were a lot of others too whose homes were raided, whose documents were seized. And remember, it was all because of you and the political movement to unseat the Washington D.C. elite and the Washington D.C. swamp. And so I actually am encouraged by hearing this instead of just saying, let's move on and let's just, you know, fight another battle another day. No, we can't allow this to be business as usual in the United States of America, or it's not the country it's supposed to be.
That's right. Let's go to Rebecca on line 5 calling from Texas. And I think the point of that as well, Jordan, not just the let's move on that you hear from some people, but the others that say we'll never get justice. We have to, if we still believe in the American experiment, if we still believe in our ideals, then we have to push forward and hope for justice here and see what's coming out and trust that there is a new way that things are being run, because in order for these things to not happen again, we do need accountability. We do need justice. Let's go to Rebecca on line 5. You're on the air, Rebecca.
Thank you. My opinion about this is I think that the Democratic Party has been doing this way more than just James Comey. I believe with all my heart that it's been since they started in office. Because in 2020, when I lived there, I lived in Northern California, and in 2020, January, I moved over here, and then shortly after voting time, I got an email from Kamala Harris saying, thank you for voting me. And I went, what? No, I voted for President Trump. So I called the Sacramento main office. They told me to call the county that I was in, that I voted in. That lady yelled at me, telling me why didn't I let them know that I moved. And then she asked me for my driver's license and all of my personal information. And I was always thought that since I was 19, started voting Republican, that California Democrats, which Kamala Harris and all of those other people there in the White House that stole the presidency seat, they have been stealing the votes from Republicans.
Well, Rebecca, what you have to also remember, and this is something that we've talked about for a long time at the ACLJ, is the bureaucratic state that exists. Like, why do the James Comeys of the world feel so empowered? Because those and Republicans as well, not just Democrats, over the history of these parties have empowered these bureaucracies to work outside of the constitutional framework in many cases, whether it be the regulatory process, that's things that we've pushed back both here at ACLJ and ACLJ Action, the way that they are able to rule make, which has the effect of law. They basically, the bureaucratic state, operates in and of itself as a quasi-shadow government in many cases. That's where the deep state comes from. That's why a lot of these people feel emboldened, because they feel like they can never be held accountable, because they feel like they're insulated from it.
Yes, I mean, this is something that was truly exposed in that first Trump administration was that how much the bureaucracy is actually running Washington, D.C., and the legislative branch passing laws sometimes there's legislative deadlock, so the bureaucracy just moves on with their rulemaking. We've seen some Supreme Court cases push, take back some of that power. But ultimately here, where we see somebody who can be appointed by the president but not removed by a president and these kind of actions. So what do we do? We continue these battles. You have to kind of flush it out. And I know that it can feel like a long time for people, but you have to realize when you're reforming a system like the U.S. government, 4 years, 8 years, that's not a long time. And now we'll have, a 12-year period, but four of those, there was no reform being done. In fact, they were trying to go back to business as usual under the Biden administration. Nothing to see here. So I just want to encourage people to stand with these fights. Don't be distracted. There's other issues that matter. Obviously, the executive branch is big. It can handle that, but it can also handle reform. And this is reform that we knew needed to be made before President Trump was ever in office.
That's right.
We know these reforms need to be made. It's just it put a spotlight on how bad things were inside the bureaucracy.
Let's try to get one more call in before we go to break. We have John Solomon from Just the News joining us in the next segment. But Warren, who's an ACLJ champion, calling on line four. Warren, you're on Seculo.
Hey, thanks for taking my guys. And I increased my giving this month. Wasn't a lot, but I encourage everybody else to.
Thank you,
Warren. We need you guys. My comment and question is, not only is it disgusting but criminal what they've done to Trump, but what kind of charges can be brought against Comey and them? Can they bring up espionage charges and get them? Because we've got to stop this.
Well, Warren, you bring that up. The Espionage Act specifically has the provision in the U.S. Code about disclosure of classified information. That also does carry with it a longer statute of limitations than most federal law does, extending that to 10 years. But when the Department of Justice starts talking about a conspiracy, Jordan, that extends out all of the things that could get swept up into that, whether it be obstruction, lying to the FBI, lying to federal officials, lying to Congress. It could open up almost a Pandora's box of options when you see all the people that were involved in this in different ways.
Yes, exactly right. And that's why we've got to fight back. You've got to go to ACLJ.org to support our work. That's ACLJ.org. Double the impact to your donation. We talk about, again, the victories, 35 years of victories. We need to see more of those victories, see more of this reform here in the United States and around the world. So donate now, ACLJ.org. Allow us to continue to do this work, to expand the work that we're doing. We, to keep up with this, you can't just stay at one level. You've got to be able to expand, to add expertise. Go to ACLJ.org and donate today. That's ACLJ.org. Make your donation.
Hey, everyone. This is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
For 35 years, the ACLJ has fought and won for life, liberty, and religious freedom. Since 1990, the ACLJ has established a legacy of victory, defending constitutional rights, protecting innocent life, and standing for freedom. From our offices in Washington, France, Jerusalem, and Pakistan, we've achieved major legal victories for organizations, churches, businesses, and families and individuals just like you. We've stood on Capitol Hill and before the U.S. Supreme Court and traveled all the way to the United Nations, helping to shape laws and policies at the highest levels. Now we face new battles, from saving persecuted Christians to defending pro-life laws at the Supreme Court. But we can't do it without you. This month, every dollar you give is doubled through our 35 years of Victory Drive. Be part of this critical moment. Give now at aclj.org/win. That's aclj.org/win.
Welcome to Seculo in the final segment of the broadcast today. Will Haynes here, joined by Jordan Seculo in studio. And we have John Solomon from Just the News joining us as well. And this is a new piece that you put out last night, John, about Comey's media mole told the FBI he shaped the Russia narrative, but needed discount to deny leaking intel. All this stems from an investigation by the FBI into classified information that was popping up in the New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, and many other places. But what do these documents tell us, John, about James Comey and this relationship he had with Columbia University law professor Daniel Richmond?
Well, what it tells you is that at taxpayer expense, James Comey brought a friend onto the payroll to be a special PR consultant and to go around the official press office of the FBI, which is also on our tax dollars dime, and trained in how to properly provide information to the news media so that laws aren't broken. And he's having discussions with reporters about classified information. And when he's asked, did you confirm or provide that information, he gives, I think, one of the great non-denial answers in American history. It's probably going to be up there with Bill Clinton's, depending what the meaning of the word is when he was trying to parse words about whether he had had an interview or had an affair or sexual relationship with his intern, Monica Lewinsky. That was probably the most famous one in the last 30 years. He says, well, I'm pretty sure I didn't confirm the intelligence, and I'm sure, comma, with a discount, comma, I didn't give him the classified documents. If you need a discount on your truthfulness to make that claim, it's a red flag to the FBI that maybe you haven't told them the whole story. And I think what you get to see now is that James Comey wasn't just trying to do good in the country. He wasn't trying to stand up to a president. All the narratives he's given us on his high and mighty media tours, he was worried about how he was being viewed, his reputation. And he brings a guy in, and that guy is having conversations with reporters about classified information. He doesn't dispute that. The question is, did he leak it? And the FBI ultimately couldn't tell from his answer whether he did or didn't. And the Justice Department ultimately, like almost all the leak cases of the last decade, we looked at six of them yesterday, no one actually gets punished. They always come to the same conclusion, which is, it looks like this happened, but we can't prove it.
And meanwhile, the president of the United States, who would have actually had the ability or authority to declassify things, gets a special counsel and charged for retaining classified documents, while all of these, their conclusion is, we don't know if we can prosecute anyone. There does seem to be this double standard. And I think that's what people have been concerned about, at least that watch our broadcast, is that there is that double standard. But now we're going on 8 years in some of these cases. Where can justice be had? And John, is there anything that you see that could still happen to hold these individuals accountable?
Well, they say there is, and Pam Bondi has put in motion a process. First, there's a criminal case that's been written up by career officials under the direction of FBI Director Kash Patel that looks at the decade of weaponization as a grand conspiracy case. Same modus operandi. Democrat does something bad. Hillary Clinton with the foundation, Hillary Clinton with the emails. They project a fake scandal on Donald Trump called Russia collusion. Hunter Biden's got a Ukraine foreign influence problem and a tax problem. We're going to have an impeachment of Donald Trump for asking about it. Joe Biden has classified documents in his garage and in his UPenn office that he shouldn't have. Let's raid Donald Trump and make a criminal case of him first, and then we'll let Joe Biden walk. That is being looked at as an ongoing conspiracy case. Deprivation of civil liberties, perhaps obstruction of justice. In that scenario, you can go backwards to 2016 and charge people. Now, there's another scenario. In the cases of leaking, there is one statute. Most of the statutes on leaks are 5 years for classified information. But there's one statute that states that it's a 10-year if you can show that something was willing and knowing and willful. And I think in some of these leaks, you see people directing if the account about Adam Schiff that I broke 2 days ago is true. Adam Schiff is directing his staff to do it. That seems to be knowing and willful. In fact, when the question of legality comes up, the whistleblower says they've already figured out, don't worry about it. The Justice Department will just say we'll be protected by the debate and speech costs and we won't be prosecuted for leaking classified information. Sounds knowing and willful. We'll have to see if a grand jury believes that, whether the prosecutors believe it, whether the whistleblowers are credible. But there are some avenues for justice. I think the biggest avenue for all of us is at some point, these agencies have to be turned upside down. And the mindset that it's okay to bring your politics across the threshold of the door, something that didn't happen in the CIA and the FBI up until the last maybe 10 or 12 years, and the Justice Department, that has to be stamped out. If not, we go from a great constitutional republic to a banana republic.
Well, and I think what is so shocking about things in your reporting, both with the Adam Schiff story as well as this James Comey story, is that these two both had what seemed to be like an established way for them to get this information out, instead of this was a one-off or they decided to get one thing out to an individual. But whether it be the House Intelligence Committee having staff do that for you, or with James Comey bringing on an individual as a special government employee so you could have these conversations with him to almost legally protect him, but then allow that individual to be your pipeline to the media. It's just shocking that that's what was going on. But I just want to encourage everyone also to follow John over at Just the News. Read this reporting. It's incredible. We read it here every day. And John, is there anything else you want our people to know about things that may be coming or what we should be looking out for?
Yeah, listen, I think the next thing I'm going to be focusing on are some documents that show that Hillary Clinton did not only face jeopardy on her email case, there was a several foundation corruption cases looking at her foundation as a possible pay to play. We're going to be able to tell people for the first time soon who was shutting that down, who was blocking it. And I think that's going to be an important part of that cycle of protecting Democrats, Hunter, Hillary, whoever it's going to be, Joe Biden, and then demonizing Republicans using the intelligence and law enforcement system. I think those new revelations will move the needle quite a bit.
JustTheNews.com is where you can go read all of that and be looking out for what John Solomon just told us. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will talk with you soon.
Thank you, sir. Good to be with you.
Jordan,
there you go. Do you see how much information there is still to be explained? Still, that needs to be, you know, testimony that needs to be gathered, people that need to be put under oath, and possible legal charges that need to come. And again, this is not just fighting a grudge. It's the bigger picture of a government that works for the people, regardless of your political views, that is going to treat everyone the same. If it's illegal for one person, it's illegal for the other person. And we're not going to raid some people's houses, but not other people's houses, because we feel like, you know what, there shouldn't have been any of raids of President Trump and those associates. But some of these guys on the other side, when you look at the information, you wonder why there wasn't action taken quicker. Instead, they were getting little slaps on the wrist. You need to be more careful with your documents. We're finding spies in your office from other countries, but just be a little more careful with how you share this information. You're telling your staff to leak classified information, as one whistleblower reported to the FBI, and no actions taken on that by the FBI. But they put warning outs about Catholic churches. I mean, just remember, that's all going on simultaneously. It's why we have to fight back. You know, when you have a bureaucracy this size, you have to keep them accountable, you have to keep them honest, and you have to be willing to fight. That's what we want you to do by joining with us, so that we can fight those fights for you and on behalf of you at the American Center for Law and Justice. Go to ACLJ.org right now. Donate, and your gift is doubled. We will have get that donation matched. So it is a critical time for you to support the work of the ACLJ. Donate today at ACLJ.org.
For 35 years, the ACLJ has fought and won for life, liberty, and religious freedom. Now we face new battles, from saving persecuted Christians to defending pro-life laws at the Supreme Court. But we can't do it without you. This month, every dollar you give is doubled through our 35 years of victory drive. Be part of this critical moment. Give now at aclj.org/win. That's aclj.org/win.